surrounding area.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Tuttle Creek Lake folks today, both from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and also, of course, Tuttle Creek State Park Manager Todd Levin with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. And I know that we were in the midst of talking about construction and been a lot of talk about the spillway bridge deck replacement, Brian, and what that's going to mean for Highway 13. That's a route I travel a lot on my way back to my hometown, Atchison. When can we expect that to finally really get going?
The contractor's indicating they're gonna mobilize in January as well, although they have some work to do under the bridge before they start any kind of closure of the bridge itself. Have not seen a schedule yet on when the closure of Highway 13 is going to occur yet, but I would anticipate that being in February or early March at the latest. So that will be a full deck replacement down to the steel, so there'll be a period of time when there won't be a bridge over the spillway. So the detour for that is going to be for Highway 13 is through Olsburg, down the west side of the lake to the west side of, or the west end of the dam where it meets Tuttle Creek Boulevard. So those that commute from Nemaha County, Marshall County, northeastern Pottawatomie County will have the biggest impact on. But the alternate is to go across the big bridge up at Olsburg and then down Tuttle Creek Boulevard.
Not encouraging Barnes Road at all, I'm guessing.
No, not encouraging Barnes Road. It's a state route, and KDOT does not route traffic onto county roads for detours, so that is not a
It's
official
tempting,
detour.
But yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, very true. On the tubes, we talked about the schedule, but what are we going to do down there? We're replacing the upper 8 feet of wall on both sides of the stilling base and all the handrails. There's some large anchors that are being drilled through the stilling base and sidewalls and anchored down into bedrock 40 to 50 feet below the basin itself. So there's some pretty substantial work down there. One thing I want to emphasize is that area will be closed to all public use. It's a popular fishing area. It's a popular walking area. But please, we're advising people not to go around the road closed and the barricades. It's going to be clearly signed and marked. You can't walk down there and fish. You can't walk through there. There's going to be deep excavations around the basin, and it's not going to be a safe place for the public to be. So it will be closed.
And it was 6 to 12 months is what that's on the east parking lot, I guess, yeah. I'm looking at now. I'm looking at a different project, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the Stilling Basin Rehab, it's looking like it's going to be close to a two-year project.
Wow, okay.
Pretty substantial work.
Well, good to know. Anything else construction-wise? I mean, we've gone over a lot of different things here. Anything else to emphasize while we have you on that subject?
Just that we'll have closures going on. Probably one of the biggest ones, and if Todd wants to weigh in, is going to be getting into the state park while all three projects are going on concurrently, because the only way to get into the state park is going to be across the top of the dam and in through the east entrance. And the only access across the top of the dam will be into the state park, because we're going to have the bridge closed at the very east portion of the dam where it crosses the spillway.
So Todd, I'm sure you're getting prepared too for all of this.
Right. Yeah, we are, and it'll be unique, definitely. You know, we had a similar situation during this dam safety project there for a while, and so we managed. You know, it will be different, but we will remain open in every asset that way or aspect that way, and make it through it.
And I guess real quickly, lake levels, water safety. I know both Todd and Brian still have some little things they want to talk about briefly. And so if you want to go through the lake level information.
Sure. We started early December bringing the lake level down. It had been 5% of the flood pool was actually filled. We were up in the 1081 to 1082 range, and that's 6 to 7 feet above our normal pool. We flood the vegetation in the fall for fall waterfowl. And that's in cooperation with Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. That season has come to an end, and we try to have the lake down by Christmas time, and we started in early December bringing the lake down, and we've actually dropped it now to 2 feet below multipurpose pool to just above elevation 1073. And we do that mainly to protect the riprap, which is the large rock on the dam. With the north wind, the wave run up et cetera, that stays wet and it freeze thaws and it really breaks down that rock and damages it. So we try to draw the lake down to protect that rock. It also gives us a little bit more buffer in the springtime for the spring rains when they start coming in, and we can maintain a slowly rising pool, which is a benefit for the fishery of the lake as well. So those are the main reasons why we draw the lake down in the wintertime.
Water safety real quickly, just a quick reminder on that.
Yep, boating access is minimal right now. About the only people getting out on the lake are the waterfowl hunters. I just want to encourage everybody, especially this time of year with the water temperatures down as low as they are, always wear your PFD and always tell someone where you're going and when you expect to return. We call it a float plan. It doesn't have to be a written float plan necessarily, but at least tell someone that's going to stay behind where you're going, about how long you're going to be out and when you expect to return. So if you don't show up, then, you know, people can start going and looking for you, because the cold water is really, hypothermia sets in pretty quickly, and that can be a real danger.
Covered way too many of those stories.
Yeah.
Todd, I know you went over some of the end of your thoughts, but just anything else you're wanting to highlight while you're here today?
Sure, I'll add a couple of things, and I'll kind of take a step back on what he mentioned there. Is people get too reliant on cell phones, and signals don't always work out there. There's a lot of places that you'll have dead spots and everything like that. So that float plan is still a good idea. Even though that you have that cell phone, it doesn't always work.
And most of the people that go in the water aren't expecting to, and when that cell phone gets wet, many times it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So, yes, we have a number of things still going on. One thing we will mention is that our state park office is now closed today, starting today till January 2nd. That's kind of typical for us. We are really busy during the summer stuff, and a lot of our employees miss a lot of holidays with their families. So this is one we can kind of take a step back and take a little bit longer one there. If people are wanting to, make some reservations and that sort of thing from us, which you can now, you can sure do so by going online at ksoutdoors.com. You can make reservations for cabins, campsites. Those are all open now, and buy some permits and everything even that way.
Dave has something for us in the other room, too.
Actually,
Dave,
a question for Brian. We talked about some of the work that's going to be done out at the dam over the next 2 years, I guess. The impacts on Country Stampede, I know a lot of people will be interested in how that's going to be impacted, primarily, I suppose, for access and parking.
Now, both Todd and Brian probably can address that, but yeah.
Yeah, Todd and I have both met with Stampede management staff multiple times in the last year and a half when we knew that this was coming, and so they're planning for that.
Yeah, we just have plans in progress right at this point.
But you don't have anything definitive that you can provide yet?
Not typical. No.
Sure when it comes time for Stampede, we'll find out more, won't
we? Yes, exactly.
Okay. Anything else? We only have about a minute left, so...
Like I said, where I was going with that is, yes, you can make all of those reservations online and everything now. One thing new for us this year is all of our campsites are 100% reservable, except for those that are seasonal campsites. Our whole parks, our utility sites are 100% reservable. So those opened up here the first of this week, and it's a very big reception's already been good on that. So,
well, thanks to the three of you for coming in. Again, real quickly, we have our first day hike from 10:30 to noon on the first day of the year, and then also, of course, Eagle Day on January 6th. Want to mention that from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. You've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMN. We'll have C. Clyde Jones next.
KMN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant.